When you hear the new score to Major Dundee, you'll instantly understand why Sony Columbia chose Christopher Caliendo to rescore their restored version. It's a fantastic job, and he's a wonderful man, and we're delighted to have him on our show on this rather amazing event. A major movie, Major Dundee, no less, completely remastered and restored with an entirely new score. Now, as far as I can see, this is the very first time this has ever happened. The film was originally released with one of the worst scores ever put together. Put together is about the right term, I think, Christopher. When was the very first time you heard about the possibility of a new score being attached to an older film?
November 29th. I remember it very clearly. I actually was scoring another picture at the time, and my dear friend Grover Crisp at Sony, who heads film restoration, called me, and that was the initial time. Following through with that, I think it wasn't until December 5th when I was given three cassettes with the original music on the film, and I had to sit and watch it. I think I had just one. The only time I was allotted was just an initial 2.5 hours to watch that film once, because I was scoring another picture. And these are the types of intimations that make this kind of storytelling fascinating, because there's a lot of truisms that come through Hollywood in terms of the brevity of time allotted to the composer to score a picture.
What was your initial reaction?
It just seemed an extremely long-winded picture. It seemed to get very messy around Reel 5. It was a film with tremendous conflicts. I thought the music was not appropriate for the picture, and possibly could have been the reason why it seemed, in my opinion, temporally very, very slow and incomplete in many ways. But you have to understand, it's very difficult. This is the first time in my life, maybe ever, where I'll look at a picture which already has music on it.
Yes.
And my job is to look at a picture and immediately hear music, which is very difficult to do when you're listening to something that already has music on it. So that in mind, my original opinion was a disillusionment. Can I do this? Do I have the time to do this? How much music is required? Because if you do remember, the original score is wall to wall.
That's
right. I think
it's
108 minutes of music in the original score.
Yes.
You know, here's a chance where in reviewing the blank cassettes, that was really an epiphany for me. I was very nervous. I was quite concerned when looking at the film with the previous music, because it gives off a completely different impression. Then the slate's wiped clean, and as soon as Eyes Chiriba says to the soldier hung upside down over that fire pit, who are you going to send after me now, against me now, and the title Major Dundee comes full into screen, that was it. Yeah. That was the explosion. And I heard the opening G octave, ba-da, ba-da.
Pony soldier, I am Sierra Chiriba. Who you send against me now?
Somehow, magically, with the ineffable quality that music affords us, that the heart of the conflict had to be there in the opening credits over the massacre scene. Real quickly in that opening, it would never have occurred to me while listening to the film with the previous music on. But I knew I was off and running as soon as I heard that. And there on in, there was no stopping. 29 days later, the score was recorded at the Capitol Studios here in Hollywood with 34 of the top best musicians in the union here in Los Angeles, and I was a very, very happy man and a very tired man when Grover looked at me and he put his hand over his heart and said, trust me, I'm very, very happy.
Oh, and anyone, and I'm saying this to my audience, the wonderful thing about this new DVD of Major Dundee is that it contains, on one side, the original score, and on the other side, the new, vastly superior Christopher Caliendo score. In any event, the entire score, to me, is a revelation. And what it does for the film is sensational. Now, how much time did they give you?
I was given 29 days.
Oh.
To write 80 minutes of music.
That is absolutely extraordinary. And I might tell our audience, you'd never know it when you see this film with this vibrant new score. Christopher, it's very, very fine work. Looking at the results, I just can't imagine anyone doing a better job.
The composer is the last lead actor in a film. But you look at the greats and the classics, those composers who knew what they were doing knew when to turn it on and absolutely knew when to turn it off and absolutely knew when not to write anything at all.
That's correct.
Very important.
That's very important. And clearly Daniel Amfitheatrov had zero power when he originally scored Major Dundee. It was literally taken over by the producer.
I'm like you, a Golden Age enthusiast. I live on the shoulders of these giants, and I've always tried to maintain a barometer of excellence in treating film music as art, as a form of art making. I have always been able, truly, to write what I want to write and get my point across and never settle for second-rate writing. I just won't do it.
Yes.
And all along comes Major Dundee. I may never, ever get an opportunity again where this is this classic situation. Grover Crisp hands me the score, says, disappear, I don't want to know, write what you write, I trust you.
Oh.
That does not happen anymore today.
Oh.
But everyone's living in fear. The director has a 10-track. He selects music or she selects music that she thinks would be appropriate, which is important. It's a vital part of getting the dailies over to the producers and the directors, the investors, to have an idea what the music sounds like or the film sounds like. And the director all of a sudden gets very comfortable with that music and says, mimic this to the composer. Now, the composer, if it's a really good composer, now I have to copyright music like someone else.
If you go through a list of composers whose completed work for a film was junked for some supposedly more popular or inferior score. There's a recent example of a big blockbuster film where the composer was fired and another composer had 2 weeks to do the score. The score that ended up is just horrific. And there is not a composer that you can name, including, by the way, someone who we both knew, Henry Mancini.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that I spent some very nice evenings with Henry Mancini and I thought he was a lovely man. But told me the story of what happened on a movie called Torn Curtain. Now, Torn Curtain was a Hitchcock movie. Bernard Herrmann did the score. I have the score. It was a very intense, good Herrmann score. Hitchcock didn't like it, fired him, hired Henry Mancini, who did his score, and Hitchcock said, it sounds too much like Herrmann, you're fired. I would assume that if you were asked to rescore Citizen Kane, you would turn it down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Within a second. I wouldn't think twice.
Right. Christopher, I am so grateful for your being on this show. You've been a wonderful guest. I hope you continue with many, many more film scores. And as you do, I hope you'll return to our show.
Well, Dick, I have to thank you, too, because it's people like yourself, the few that are left, that augment, have an understanding of the value of music. You allow me to deliberate and share with more people and make new friends, and I can't thank you enough. Also, my mother and father thank you. You can tell your people that it's taken me 19 years in Hollywood to get my first big break.
Oh.
Just to let you know.
Yes. Well, again, my congratulations on a job brilliantly done.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I just can't wait to have you back on the show. Thank you so much, Christopher.
My pleasure. Big hug to you.
Thanks again.